Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cooper. Adams moves to third. Heil moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sorensen. Adams scores. Heil moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lescano moves to third. Money moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiels hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Shiels settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern juggles the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Shiels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiels is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Shiels settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Money reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Carew reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Carew scores. One out. It's 5-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Heil moves to second. Two outs. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Dan Ford pinch hits for Rich Childs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is walked intentionally. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. There goes Ford trying to get to home. Joshua throws the ball into Money, who relays the ball to Haney, who tags Ford, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Dan Ford now playing right field. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lescano hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sam Perlazzo pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sam Perlazzo now playing second base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Larry Haney. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Charlie Moore now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Heil moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolf is walked intentionally. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Perlazzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money bunts towards third. Wolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Money attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Lyman Bostock. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gorenski moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorenski scores. Carew moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Gary Beer now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ford takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Ford moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beer fields it and has Ford trapped. There's the throw to Money and over to Gantner, who tags Ford for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Perlazzo takes first base on ball 4. Wolf moves to second. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gorenski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf scores. Perlazzo moves to second. It's 9-1, Twins. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 4 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.